Thank you so much. That was wonderful, Deborah. Thank you. Our second speaker is going to be Miss Bina Lease.
So how do you follow that? Okay. My entire story reminds me of Isaiah 65:24. It shall come to pass that before they call, I will answer, and while they are still speaking, I will hear. It shows me that God has a plan, and if we just put our problems in his hands, he will take care of it. He knows what we need better than we do. My daughter Becky was diagnosed with failing kidneys, and in 2014 we were told she would need a kidney transplant. In August of 2014, we started going through the process of getting her on the transplant list. After several months of doctor visits, testing, and multiple trips to MUSC in Charleston, we were finally told at the end of January 2015 that she'd been placed on the transplant list, but that the average wait time was 5 to 7 years. I came to church on a Wednesday evening and announced this to the congregation, and Dennis Strine, our preacher, immediately took us into prayer and prayed a special prayer asking God to bless me and Becky, and as usual, if it be thy will, please let us have a quick resolution. This brought to mind Luke 11:2. So he said to them, when you pray, say, our Father in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done. Also James 5:16, therefore confess your sins to each other and pray for each other so that you may be healed. The prayer of a righteous person is powerful and effective. 6 weeks later, on Friday, March 13th, 2015, Friday the 13th is a lucky day, MUSC called and said they had a kidney for Becky. It was so unexpectedly fast that I almost didn't believe it. But I put myself in gear, went home and packed, made a couple of phone calls to let people know what was happening, then picked up Becky and we headed out. We got to MUSC around 5 that evening. They took her to surgery around 10 p.m. I called Dennis to give him an update so we could spread the word. He told me to call him back as soon as Becky was out of surgery, no matter what time it was. It was around 2 a.m. when the doctor came out and told me that everything looked good and that he was going home. He told me that Becky was in recovery and that the nurses would come and get me later after Becky woke up. So I called Dennis and he answered on the first ring. I told him the good news and we hung up. I started to settle down in the waiting room to wait. A few minutes later, the security guard came and asked if I were Bina Lease, and when I told him yes, he said there were some people here to see me and wanted to know if it was okay if he brought them up. I said yes, and a few minutes later, here come Dennis and Vicky walking through the door. I was never so glad to see anyone in my life. Apparently, they were downstairs finding out where I was when I called, and he answered and was actually in the building when I called him and told him that Becky was out of surgery. Dennis and Vicky made several trips to Charleston while Becky was there. It's an 8-hour round trip, and they did this after they had already worked an 8-hour day and had to get up the next morning to go to work. Sometimes they only stayed an hour, but they came all that way anyway. I know it was grueling for them, but they never once complained and always had a smile and encouraging words for me. Their daughter Katie called the congregation in North Charleston and told them about us. Several of their members came and visited and helped us when we were staying at the hotel while Becky was recovering. They didn't know us personally, but we were brothers and sisters in Christ, and that's all that mattered. Susanna Maddox and Kay Maddox also came down several times and spent the day and helped entertain Becky and gave me and my friend Jay, who came and stayed in Charleston to help me with Becky, a break. Just about everyone from church either called or sent cards, and Dennis and Vicky came down twice with Visa gift cards from the church to help us with the hotel and meal expenses while we were there. Without all of this, I could not have done it. This brings to mind Luke 11:9-10. So I say to you, ask and it will be given to you. Seek and you will find. Knock and it will be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives, and he who seeks finds, and to him who knocks it will be opened. And also 2 Thessalonians 1:1-3. We are bound to thank God always for you, brethren, as it is fitting, because your faith grows exceedingly, and the love of every one of you all abounds toward each other. Becky went into 3B rejection, which is the worst kind, and Dennis and Vicky and Susanna and Kay came to be with me and to pray for Becky. I was distraught and ready to give up, but they kept telling me to trust in God and everything would be okay. Psalms 37:5, commit your way to the Lord, trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass. After 2 weeks, we finally got to come home, but every week for the next 2 months, we had to travel back to MUSC in Charleston for doctor's appointments. With all of this traveling, no matter who it was that was doing the traveling, we all had safe journeys to and from Charleston, and today Becky is well and happy. 1 Thessalonians 5:18, in everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you.